So as a church, we have been reading through the Bible. We've been heading through that since January, hoping to complete it by the end of the year. Angela's just going to talk a bit about her experience of doing that. Do you want to come on this side? Great. So let's welcome Angela. So, Angela, if you could start by telling us when did you start coming to Leeds Vineyard, and how did you feel when you heard we were reading through the Bible in a year?
I first started coming to Leeds Vineyard in the end of January, and I realised in February that you were reading the Bible. And I thought, gosh, this church has homework. No. And I thought, well, I've failed at the first hurdle because I haven't even started. And the only Bible I owned at the time was this little tiny Gideon's Bible that I'd had since 1974 from school. And it's got a reading plan, but I'd never actually read it. So I started thinking that I'd fail.
And how has reading through the Bible helped you in your journey of faith?
Before I even came to know Jesus, I had a strong urge to inspire children through nature. And as I've read through the Bible, it's excited me more and more that I'm here to care for God's creation, and I found lots of parts of the Bible that inspire me in that.
So tell us about your favourite parts and why they have inspired you particularly.
I've got two favourite parts. One is Genesis and the creation, because that's so important to me. But the other one is a passage from Job that I'd like to read to you. It's from Job 12, and it's, "But ask the animals what they think. Let them teach you. Let the birds tell you what's going on. Put your ear to the earth. Learn the basics. Listen, the fish in the ocean will tell you their stories. Isn't it clear that they all know and agree that God is sovereign, that he holds all things in his hand, every living soul, yes, every breathing creature? Isn't it all just common sense, as common as the sense of taste? Do you think the elderly have a corner on wisdom, that you have to grow old before you understand life?"
And what was it about that particularly that you found inspiring?
Just the bringing together the whole creation, every living thing in it, how important it all is, and what part we play, what's the important part we play in it.
Wonderful. So you've really been powering your way through the Bible, haven't you? Tell us where you're up to now.
I'm just at the end of John.
So, pretty impressive. So, Angela's a little bit ahead, which is great.
Excited. It's a really good book, and I couldn't put it down.
So, in the light of that, can you give us a couple of tips for engaging with reading through the Bible?
Right. Well, somebody said to me, don't try too hard to understand it all. Just let God speak to you through the words. So that's what I've been doing. And the other really good tip is to read Colin and Mark on Vineyard Life, because that really helps.
Yeah, so Colin and Mark post on the Vineyard Life their reflections as they're reading through, and they're really helpful. So, yeah, we recommend those, don't we? That's wonderful, Angela. Really helpful. Thank you so much. Let's give Angela a clap. That's great.